percolate on a particular mix of odd and inspiring news headlines in Wendy's Coffee House. Newsmakers with a penchant for the unknown, unexplained, and unusual share their experiences with UFOs, ghost encounters, near-death experiences, and more for your own unique blend of Wendy's Coffee House Curious. And now, here's Wendy.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah.
Wendy's Coffee House. You don't need coffee for this. We're going to give you a buzz. One of my favorite energy workers is with me. We've got the show tonight actually is all about energy. We're going to do some quantum touch, and first we're going to talk with Ed Edwards. First, I've got to promise, there was so much wonderful news. We'll do two headlines. The rest of them are going to be on Wendy's Coffee House, the blog. All right, the two headlines have to do with outer space. NASA, seven Earth-sized planets could actually have alien life, okay, which means the sightings might increase, and the sightings are already at a record high, like 45,000 or so UFO sightings a year. And the U.S., of course, is where we're getting the most popular activity, and it might have increased here in the recent month or two with that little bomb traveling around all over in its suitcase across the country. UFO sightings, uh-huh. My favorite energy worker, Energy, Ed, he's traveling, and if you want a little bit of a jolt, a buzz, a percolate, Ed can help you. Hey, Ed, how you doing?
Doing good, Wendy. How are you?
I'm good. I'm so glad you were available because I think this is a perfect timing to kind of give everybody a little bit of a boost. So without any more delay, can you go mm-hmm. ahead and do your stuff?
Okay. Everybody that can hear me, that's not driving, stand up for me. If you're in your house there, stand up, pull your feet close together, and I'm going to be quiet for about 15 seconds. Wendy, if you can stand up, you can give us a little feedback of what you feel going on there.
That's cheating, Ed.
Yeah.
You know what? Mm-hmm. Okay, fine. I'm up.
Stand up. Here we go. I'm starting it right now.
Okay, well, yeah, you hit. It's forward and back.
Yep, forward and back. Now here I'll go left and right. Here should take you to your right.
I tell you what, it feels pretty strong. That's excellent. You're
I've
wired.
I've gotten a lot stronger. Yeah. Now I'll take you to your left. If any of you got any aches and pains, this little bit here will make them go away. All right. Now I'm gonna pull you forward.
I was already feeling that before you even said anything.
Yes. Okay, now I'm going to reverse the polarity and push you.
You did a demo on this recently with the guys in your neighborhood.
Yeah, I've been doing some there in Florida, and I mean, just lighting them up like crazy. And I've got now the energy going up so good that when I work on people with neuropathy, I'm clearing neuropathy completely out of their hands or feet in about 5 minutes. And I've got great success right now with the stroke patients I'm working on. Now, I'm still running this energy. I'm rocking y'all around.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and remember, I'm doing 80 miles an hour up the interstate right now. I'm in my car, cruising.
Hands free?
Driving.
Hands free?
Yeah. Yes, I'm driving with my knees and,
Bluetooth.
And using my hands a little bit.
And reading a novel.
Yeah. A little Led Zeppelin on the radio.
We don't want to set any bad examples, Ed.
Oh, I'm not. But I'm having fun with them. But anyhow, I'll give you a quick little update. I'm coming along with the idea of my Katua Energy Health and Healing Resort up in my mountains. Got investors. We're working on that right now. Try to get that center going and get everybody to go to my webpage, ededwards.com. That's edwards.com. And if anybody out there would like a session with me, they can go through my webpage there and do a donation, and I'll call you up and light you up and make you grin funny.
Ed, you do these demos on Facebook, too. You've been doing the Facebook Live demos, and that gives people a chance to really see how this works. And, I mean, this is just a tiny little taste, and if somebody's, you know, going...
Yeah, this is a tiny taste here. Yeah, I've been doing the live Facebook Live things just to give people demos, and those that are looking at them in the future are getting knocked all over the place. That's what's freaking them out. How I can implant this energy into the recording. Well, I put the energy in the quantum universe, and the recording's got a special signal in it that causes everybody that listens to the shows in the future, it causes their brains to lock into the quantum universe and then receive the energy just like it would be in real time.
That's why the podcasts are so important. I like that.
Yeah, and then like what we're doing right now, this little quick example, people that can go back and listen to it over and over, and it'll knock them around, or they show it to their friends, it'll knock them around.
Okay, so when you're on Facebook, that's why I was giving you a plug, because I've seen some of the demos you've done on Facebook and watched the responses, and people are like, whoa, this is unreal, because it's hard to believe it works, and it's so easy.
Yeah, it's so easy, and it's happening, and everybody just about that goes and tries it is getting the effects from it. And some of them that are in extreme pain, it's easing their pains just a little bit. But now if I have people call me up or I lock on into them and talk to them one-on-one in person, I can tune the energy in such a degree that it'll take almost any kind of pain out of them in just a few minutes.
Hey, Ed, we're going to let you go. I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the demo. And if you're listening, ededwards.com, 2Ds, ededwards.com. You can check it out, Biointrinsic Resonant Energy. And then just if you have a chance to see him in person, it's worth it, because you really will be, you'll feel it. It's just no doubt about it. Hey, Ed, thank you, and drive safe, okay?
I will. You take care. Good talking to you again.
Thank
see
you.
Y'all.
Thank you. And like he said, if you're listening to this again in the podcast, it's just as powerful. It's just amazing how this stuff works. And that's why I wanted to do energy tonight, because I've got Richard Gordon coming up, and he does quantum touch. Same thing. It's just getting energy moving and grooving, and you can see results, feel results, whatever. If you've never tried this before, just keep an open mind and see how you feel after you've listened. All right. Coming up next, Wendy's Coffee House and my guest, Richard Gordon, with Quantum Touch on KCMO.
KCMO.
It's Wendy's Coffee House. Thank you for listening. I appreciate your time. Energy. You know, if you feel a little low, down in the dumps, or just, you know, lethargic, whatever, this is the time to listen up, because you heard Ed earlier, but I've got Richard Gordon, Quantum Touch, The Power to Heal. And this is a phenomenal thing. Richard's got a lot of YouTube videos, and there's more information you can find out about. But you also have a new book coming up. I'm going to refer right now initially to the Quantum Touch Power to Heal, and looking at some of the things that you've done, aligning bones, and you can see visibly a difference between these people when you have done energy work. So, Richard, thank you for talking with me. It's good to catch up with you.
Wendy, what a treat to be back. Thank you so much.
You said now you were doing some work today. You were doing some experimenting. What happened today?
I wish I could put it in a few words, but it's a culmination of over 40 years of working with energy healing. And I wanted to do this double-blind experiment showing, and this is a little bit a big piece to swallow at one time, that, and this is related to my newest book that'll be out in June, The Secret Nature of Matter. Mm-hmm. But I discovered that you can put energy and intention into physical objects, and then you can test those physical objects by doing something that's considered physiologically impossible, which is untwisting cranial bones and the hips simultaneously. So what we did today was you were using laser measurements of the person's hips. And it's a very time-consuming process, but we did it. And every single person we worked on, whether they got the placebo session or the actual session, or I should say a charged object or an uncharged object, we weren't privy to that. It was a flip of a coin, and we didn't know which one it was. But when I was measuring the people, I could tell within 2 seconds whether they had the charged coin or the uncharged one, because we were only measuring obvious distortions in people's hips. Now, people are going to say, what difference does it make if their hips are aligned? It's really not that interesting. Most people care about pain relief. and working to accelerate the healing process. And that's what 99% of our work is about. But we were just proving a point and showing the principles of my newest book, The Secret Nature of Matter, that we could actually demonstrate it in a double-blind study.
Okay. So how many people were you working with?
We had 15 cases today. And I looked at the preliminary evidence just before I came here. It looked like every single one of them responded appropriately. So if you flipped a coin 15 times in a row and guessed correctly every time, the odds would be like 16,000 to 1 about being able to do that. And we clearly were correct on all the people that we measured. And we got these great laser measurements on everybody. And it was really time-consuming, but it was a very accurate way of doing it.
Okay. So when you're working with these people, and maybe we need to back up just for people who have never been introduced to your information, the quantum touch, the power to heal. You started doing this years ago. Convinced you?
Go ahead.
What convinced you that this was effective and it worked, the energy that you discovered?
Well, you know, it was back in 1975 when I first learned about polarity therapy, and I wrote a book on it that got translated into like a dozen languages. And I was feeling my worst that day, and it took me to feeling great. And that was my first start. But then I met a gentleman named Robert Rasmussen who showed me how to run the energy, and that means using breathing and body awareness exercises to really amplify and direct the energy. And I would see him do things like dissolve kidney stones and a whole lot of really outlandish healing. And that set me off into the path of quantum touch. And that's been a really long journey. We've got practitioners in over 50 countries now doing the work. And it's been very successful. And by the way, I think your audience might want to know that we just completed a clinical study on pain relief with quantum touch. We had 41 patients in the study, and it was a clinical test. And what we saw, these were mostly people suffering from various kinds of arthritis, fibromyalgia, or accidents. So everybody had significant pain coming in. And the result was, from a single session, a 67.4% reduction in their pain on average, which is equivalent of a prescription narcotic. And it's such a remarkable result. The next test we're going to do along these lines of pain relief will be a double-blind with before and after blood tests to measure for inflammatory factors. You see, we really believe that we're onto something so important. It could change not only the way pain is managed, but it could change our primary understandings of the nature of consciousness and matter. And that's why it's such an exciting development. I know I'm just kind of throwing out a lot of big ideas really quickly, but you got to realize I've been at this for over 40 years, and we're finally in the position to show some major breakthroughs.
Well, I think that's fantastic. I also want to do a reminder that when you're in this position of, you know, somebody working on you, belief isn't always a problem. You don't have to believe it, because this stuff, it's effective, it works. It's not about, you know, some kind of, I have to be gullible. It's just like, whoa, what did you just do?
Yeah, I like to say that you don't have to believe in the ocean to get wet. You just have to jump in. And we have such clear, repeatable phenomena. One of the things that I've been working on lately is having people feel the base of their occipital ridge, that's the bone in the back of the skull. And if somebody's very uneven, I'll place their thumb so they can feel that one side's higher than the other and have them identify it. And then what I do is I just touch them with one of our new pendants. I put consciousness into all of these and they're all entangled. And within a couple seconds after I touch them, I have them feel it again. And if you look at the shocked expressions on people's faces when they realize that the whole shape of their skull just spontaneously changed in a really dramatic way, people break out laughing. Some people notice that their neck or back pain disappeared and all kinds of things like that. I made a video I put up recently called Quantum Touch Pendant Demo. And this is our new pendant. And people got to be touched by it for a split second, and that caused a permanent realignment of their hips and skull.
See, that's mind...
That's not even considered possible,
yeah,
according to modern physiology.
Yeah, that's mind-boggling.
Yeah. There's so many mind-boggling things going on right now. It's kind of like we're jumping into a middle. Just join the movie at an hour and 10 minutes, and the movie's going to be over in another 10 minutes. And I should start at the beginning, don't you think?
Yeah.
Okay. So the way this works is people learn how to use breathing and body awareness to amplify that life force energy, that animating current within us. And people can focus on different parts of their body and their breathing to be able to raise their own vibration. Then they, once they've learned the basic skills of moving the energy through their body with their breath, there's no belief system, there's no attunements, there's no magic symbols, nothing like this. We just move the awareness through us. Once they've learned to do that, then we learn how to bring the energy deeply into our hands, and you create a field of energy. And you put the hands over the part that is hurting. We call it, it's a very technical term, we call it the where does it hurt technique, where you sandwich the part that's in pain or suffering or out of order with your hands, and you leave them there, and you, the sensations in your hands can actually change dramatically over the next 20, 30, 40 minutes or an hour as you move the energy into those places. And then their body matches the vibration of your hands, and their body intelligence and spiritual energy, the spiritual intelligence decides how the healing should take place. We like to say that the definition of a healer was someone who was sick and got well, and a great healer was someone who was very sick and got well quickly. It looks like you're healing somebody else from the outside, and Hollywood would have you believe that and make it very dramatic and make it like you have to be some kind of special person who got into a, was touched by an alien or a dolphin or got into a big accident or something. No, it's a basic human skill. Everybody can learn it right away. It's really easy. It's probably the easiest skill there is to learn. So we raise our vibration and let the other person match our vibration. But here's a little secret. A lot of people say, well, how do you know it's not a placebo? Well, let's look at placebos for a moment. Placebos, the subtext of placebos show us that the body has an extraordinary self-healing mechanism. But that mechanism, as they understand it, is triggered by belief, suggestion, or deception. And nobody likes to be fooled and lied to, so placebos are not very popular for this reason. Now, get this. There's another method of stimulating the body's self-healing mechanism, and that is through the application of the life force energy, that prana, that chi, that we are able to do through the breathing and body awareness. So essentially, we're raising our vibration. And when two things vibrate at different frequencies, either the lower frequency comes up to match the high one comes down to match the low one, or they meet in the middle. And with quantum touch, we raise our vibration. The other person has to match our vibration since we're not coming down to match them. And then the body accelerates its own healing process. And we see the extraordinary kinds of healing like we did in the clinical test I just mentioned with the 41 people and the 50 different pain conditions they had, we see rapid and extraordinary healing. So this is what we're doing. We're teaching people how to raise their vibration to accelerate the healing process.
What's the difference between this and Reiki?
Reiki has attunements and symbols. We don't have attunements and symbols. Another difference is we have no set hand positions. And a third difference is we're working hard. Reiki people are waiting for the energy to come in. And we are using major breathing and body awareness exercises the entire time we're working. Another difference is when I interviewed 100 Reiki people at a lecture and said, and most of them were masters in third degree. I said, how many of you ever feel tired or drained at the end of a session? And half the people raise their hand. That never happens with quantum touch because you never wear yourself out, because you're always raising your vibration and the other person has to come up and match your vibration in the process of doing the work. So these are the primary differences. And then one final difference is that everybody who learns quantum touch can see that they can move the energy so powerfully that bones will spontaneously move into alignment with a light touch before lunch break on the first day, or their money back. And the Reiki people, and I've had I've taught over 1,000 of them, they're blown away because they've never seen that the energy could work that powerfully, that quickly. So one, Reiki people have nicknamed it Reiki Empowerment or Turbocharging Reiki or Reiki on steroids, such names I've heard over the years. But it's actually basic human ability that we have. We just have to learn how to tap into it and use these simple breathing body awareness exercises to raise our own vibration so that the other person, and by the way, you're getting a self-healing session just by doing the work. A physician named Dr. Jerry Pittman wrote that in its elegance, quantum touch first provides healing for the practitioner.
Okay, so when you are doing this work, and I want to, you know, give people an idea that there is a way to look at it. The first book that came out, you had several pictures where there was a transformation in the structural alignment of the body. And so to see the actual photo before and after of a spine alignment or of bowed legs that were improved, that's pretty impressive.
That does happen. But it's kind of like the Hollywood effect. It's kind of like, okay, let's show you something glamorous. Let's show you something visible and tangible. The thing that I'm most excited about is when I went to Hong Kong and Macau on my last trip, and I'm standing before about 1,000 people giving me a standing ovation with tears in their eyes. And I get to meet a baby on stage. And here's the story. The baby had a bad babysitter. When I say bad, I mean really bad. The babysitter shook the baby, and the baby had brain damage. Mm-hmm. And the doctor thought the baby was going to die, and if it survived, it would never have a normal life. Well, the whole community started doing quantum touch on the baby, and when I met the baby was reaching for my finger and smiling and laughing. And the baby is 90% well now. And the whole audience, and they gave a standing ovation for the baby and all the people. The compassion of the people in Hong Kong and Macau, the selflessness and the desire to care and help one another through a wide range of health conditions, this is what inspires me.
Wow.
Because, you know, we can move bones and we can, you know, bring down pain and stuff like that. But when you see a whole community of people who are in their heart to such a profound extent that they don't care about the money, they don't care about the expense, they just want to help each other. And that's what we got to see. We got to see these people who are so deeply connected to wanting to be of service to one another.
Okay, we're going to have to take a break, Richard. We're going to take a break.
Okay,
so,
good.
Okay, so catch your breath. And if you're listening, you know, some of this stuff, it's happening right now as we're talking. This energy is just amazing how easy it is. So I wanted Richard to come back and kind of give a demonstration of how you prepare yourself, what you do if you're expecting to, you know, receive some kind of energy this way. Is there anything special that goes along with that? You're listening to Wendy's Coffee House. My guest, the author of Quantum Touch, The Power to Heal, Richard Gordon on Talk Radio KCMO. We'll be back. Acoustic YouTube, like Laughing Squid had. I'm like, this is fabulous. I just love the way he does that. All right. The thing that Richard does, I think, is make this so accessible. And we're talking with Richard Gordon, author of Quantum Touch, The Power to Heal. And this is hands-on healing. And without a whole lot of, you know, hoopla, just go right to the source and put your hands on and breathe, and then it happens. So I'm really simplifying it, but the fact is this stuff works, and you have from your bio, you just name it a couple of names here that I'm familiar with: Dr. Green, and he was in Topeka, Elmer Green, and through the Menninger Institute. Mm-hmm. You also talked with Dr. Sheely, and there are some people who have given you some really good references who I know have, you know, earned their own stripes, and this is something that it seems so simple. Why don't more people do it?
You know, when people get their PhDs, some people call it piled higher and deeper, and some people call it permanent head damage. But what happens is they learn so much, and everything that they learn comes from a materialistic perspective of reality. That is, the only things that are considered real can be weighed, measured, or put into a scientific formula that can be explained through traditional logic. And as Rupert Sheldrake likes to say, that they learn the philosophy of materialism through a form of intellectual osmosis. Those are his words. And I like that because it means that they can't accept anything outside their box. And this work of using breathing combined with body awareness, linking them together as one, applying that life force energy, they can't even begin to go there because they don't believe that life force energy even exists. So why would you study something you don't believe is possible? And because they ignore it, it leaves this wide open area for discovery where people can learn that they can access these human abilities that heretofore had not been considered possible.
When you're doing this energy, and in the book you talk about how the breath is so important, is this like a kundalini? Because there's a kundalini yoga that also works with breathing.
Well, you know, the thing is a lot of people see it and they say, okay, you're using breath. But breath is less than 50% of it because we're also using body awareness and then we're linking body awareness with the breathing simultaneously and using intention and direction to move the breath combined with the body awareness. That's what makes it work. Now, there's other healing systems that use breath, like pranic healing, and there's other systems. I think there's some that use body awareness, but what makes quantum touch most unique is that we're linking the breath with the body awareness with the intention for the purpose of healing. And that's why ordinary people can pick it up so well. You know, there was a group of people doing what's called healing circles. After they took the basic quantum touch workshop, they would work on each other on an ongoing basis, but they'd always invite a friend or two to come every time they would meet, so a stranger who knew nothing about the work. Mm-hmm. And every time they'd meet, they'd see miracles. And they started saying, well, we can't keep calling it a miracle if it happens every week. So they came up with a new word, and the word was normical. Because when miracles become normal, what are you going to call them?
Yeah. Normical, apparently.
Normical. That's the word.
Okay. So the new human.
Yes.
That you went from quantum touch to the new human. We all have these abilities?
Yeah. The new human, the people who have taken the basic quantum touch class and learned to use the breathing body awareness, they learn how to align people in about 15 or 20 seconds with a light touch. You touch their occiput, that's the base of the skull, that would align. You touch the front of the hips, that would align, then the back of the hips. And you could get them aligned, but it would go out after about 3 or 4 days. One of the first things that I teach in the level 2 class, the new human, that's level 2 quantum touch, is how to do them all simultaneously in a few seconds without touching people. So I'd find a person who could feel the heart chakra energy, because we're focusing on the whole body, and then really linking it with the heart chakra energy. And once I bring somebody up to the front of the room who could do that, it's something everybody in the room can do, and then have them align somebody in the room in 4 or 5 seconds without touching them, and blows everybody away. Oh, my God, it just happened. We were able to do this thing that the world knows can't happen. By the way, I came across a website recently called Science-Based Medicine. Sounds very future, very important. And they said that aligning cranial bones is physiologically impossible. They called it tooth fairy science because it doesn't exist. Well, I guess they don't believe in the tooth fairy. And We can do that all day long. It takes seconds, and it's obvious to the naked eye. In fact, people can even feel it on themselves. So level two quantum touch, the new human, listed, I don't know, four or five new human abilities, like the ability to work on multiple people simultaneously, to work on multiple conditions simultaneously, even to share gifts with one another directly. And it's something that has only been just barely explored. But then the new book, which will be out in June, is the evolution, because I think in chapter 19 of The New Human, I had a chapter called Visible Magic. In that chapter, I talked about how you could you could see that you align somebody right away without touching them, or align 100 people simultaneously without touching them. I've done that a number of times. Then I discovered that I could take that same skill from that chapter, 19, I think it was, and put a consciousness into any kind of physical object. It could be a paper clip or a piece of wood or plastic or rubber or metal or pebble. It doesn't matter what kind of material it is, because all matter is made of subatomic God stuff. Everything is made out of God stuff. And God stuff is consciousness. It's all love consciousness. And all matter is able to store energy and intention equally. And my one little way of knowing that this was true is by untwisting people's posture. So physiologically, you're not supposed to untwist their hips while they're standing, and the cranial bones are supposedly fused, and they can't move anyway, except that they do. And that's how we know that we're able to see this. So I ran 58 experiments in my new book and got to test many ideas out. I kept trying to make it fail and find out what would work and what would fail. And that's how I discovered the existence of conscious entanglement, that you can group objects together in your mind, and those objects would function all together as one. And that was a major discovery. That was experiment number 38 that showed me that one. And that was like a real turning point.
Can you explain that? Richard, can you explain a little bit more about that?
Oh, of course. So I would try things like, what would happen if I take a photo of me running energy? And I'd show people the photo, and they would instantly be untwisted. That's how I'd measure. I'd get a yes or no answer instantly, because if the yes, the pelvic and occipital torsion would be untwisted. And if no, it wouldn't be. So I get a yes or no answer very quickly. Then I tried, well, let me see if I put consciousness into a little piece of wood and hand them the wood, and that worked. Then I tried every kind of material you can think of, and that worked. And then I tried running energy into a pot, some water, and that was able to hold the energy quite well. And then I thought, well, what happens if I boil the water? And when the water cooled down, I collected a sample somebody, and it instantly caused pelvic and occipital torsion to be untwisted. Well, what would happen if I take the water that had evaporated on the top of the lid of the pot? Would that still work? The answer was no, it did not. Somehow the process of evaporation and condensing had stopped the water from being able to carry that information.
To communicate.
Yeah, it's sort of like the information got erased when the water evaporated and then condensed again. I don't know what part caused the loss of information, but it did. Then I did a classic experiment where I had a woman whose back was to a table, and I laid out 15 pennies, maybe it was a dozen, but they're about 4 inches apart from each other. And I meditated on penny number one, which was right behind her. And I measured her again, and she was still holding the pelvic torsion. Then I reached way over across the table and picked up penny number 15 that I hadn't given any attention to at all, and handed it to her, and she was instantly untwisted, and I got angry. I said, why is this working? It shouldn't work. I didn't understand why penny 15 would be holding energy. So I came up with a theory that I call conscious entanglement. And in conscious entanglement, what it means is, since I placed all 15 pennies on the table, I had joined them together in my mind. Mm. So the next day I was at a conference, and I met two women who both had a major pelvic twist, and I borrowed a handful of change, so I knew I hadn't charged it myself. And I looked at all the coins, and I said, I see pennies, nickels, dimes, and quarters. I see all the quarters in my hand. I see them all. They're all here. So I joined them all together in my mind by just thinking about that I see them all. And then I handed each of them one of the coins, and I put the rest on a table, reached in my pocket, pulled out a coin that I had already meditated on and charged, tapped one of the coins on the table at random, and then I measured both women, and they were both untwisted. Because whatever I did to any of the coins on the table happened to all the coins that I grouped together in my mind. And once I saw that, I did about 9 or 10 experiments of entanglement and discovered what worked, when it worked, how easy it was for people to create entanglement themselves. And then I kept a journal the whole time I was doing these experiments. So I got to, you can actually see my reasoning, how I got from point A to point B on all these experiments, and discovered that you can group objects together in mind. You can put energy and intention into it. And now we have about 3,000 people in the world who are skilled healers. I use that word loosely, but they can run energy. They can access their intentions really well. They're very powerful, successful practitioners, instructors and practitioners mostly, who are putting their energy into their pendant that I created. Well, when they put it into one of them, it's actually going into all of them. So we're seeing phenomena happening with these things that I never would have believed.
Hey, Richard, okay, we're going to take a break, but I said earlier to, you know, prepare to receive, or maybe I need to rephrase that. You do, in this, the book that I had, you give little exercises that people can do to practice, and one of them was fun with water.
Sure.
And food. Can you share, when we come back, can you share something like that? I want a hands-on,
sure,
something that people can actually get a benefit
result
from.
Yeah, okay. No, no question about it. Sure.
Okay, we'll take a quick break. This is Wendy's Coffee House.
Okay.
My guest is Richard Gordon, and this is Quantum Touch, The Power to Heal. Just a tiny break. Enough to catch your breath. Okay, we're back. This is Wendy's Coffee House. Thanks for tuning in. We're doing energy because it's just that it's necessary, all right? Quantum Touch, The Power to Heal. Richard Gordon is the guy. And The New Human is another book. He's got several. And he also has, there's a lot of videos on YouTube, so you can catch up that way. But when you see this and you get an idea of what all that can be done with this, it's just absolutely fascinating. And it's also inspiring and empowering. But I wanted anyone listening to be able to have their own experience. So, Richard, what would you like to share?
Yes. Well, here's a little experiment that you can do. Get a glass of wine and put it into two little glasses. You don't have to have a lot, just enough so you can taste it well. And put your hands around one of the glasses and just take some deep breaths and really feel how deeply you love and adore. Feel how that body sensation feels inside you when you cherish, when you care, when you feel that real deep compassion or empathy or love, when you feel gratitude or you feel really good. Just access that emotion inside yourself as profoundly and deeply as you can, and feel as if that energy is going into your hand. And hold it, and then breathe into it deeply as you feel that vibration in your hands. And then after about 3 or 4 minutes, 5 minutes of doing this, then taste the one that you had run the energy into, and then taste the other one. And you can have other people taste them, too. First, have them taste the one you did, because that will be usually more mellow. And if you taste the mellow one first, then when you taste the sharper, more astringent one, works better on dry wines than sweet ones. But you'll be able
not that you've tried this a lot.
The shift that you were able to cause. This is such a basic human skill.
Okay, and you, in the book you talk about doing it with water and having people the taste test too, you know, just the...
Yeah, if the water is pretty mediocre, it works better than if the water or something. So the more taste the water has, the easier it is to be able to do it in water as well. We had a kid doing it with Gatorade, and when he'd run energy into the Gatorade, it would actually bring out the chemical flavor of the Gatorade. And his older brother thought that when he ran energy into his older brother's Gatorade, his older brother got angry at him and accused him of peeing in the bottle.
Oh, whoa.
Because it tasted so bad. They got into a little fight because, why would you do a thing like that? No, I just ran energy in your bottle.
Okay, yeah. The metallic taste just, okay. Well, so that's the thing, though. There is a difference, and I just wanted anybody who's listening, whether, you know, now live or in the podcast, to be able to have their own up-close and personal experiment so that they could get some kind of feedback. Now, the new book coming out, there's more to it than just charging things. What all are you dealing with?
Oh, my God. Well, the book is called The Secret Nature of Matter, and it goes through all of my experiments and how I was able to come up with these discoveries and all the implications that these things mean, because the fundamental assumptions of reality are that we can't do any of this stuff. And to be able to shift to a non-mechanistic view of reality is a big, it's the biggest shift since Galileo, to be able to understand everything points to the fact that we are actually spiritual beings. And then, and you get things that may or may not be of interest to people, but I'm really fascinated by it. Have you heard of the Turing test?
I've heard of it. I don't know the details.
The Turing test was conceived of by Alan Turing, who was the father of the modern-day computer. Mm-hmm. And they say he shortened World War II by 2 or 3 years by inventing a computer that could break the Nazi code. And he conceived of a modern computer, built the first very primitive one, but it worked. And he thought that by the year 2000, computers would be so fast and powerful and so smart that it would be like a consciousness that you could talk to like a friend. And you could carry your own little computer like a cell phone, and it would tell you jokes and be your friend, because they didn't think consciousness was anything but mechanistic. Mm-hmm. Well, every year they have this game they call the Turing test, and they get people to try to guess whether they're talking to a machine in the other room or they're talking to a real person. And they're only using a keyboard and a screen, so they don't know. Well, I have a much... Now, a very intelligent man named Ray Kurzweil, who's the most successful futurist in history, is a materialist. And he believes that and this is a quote, he said, there's no way to determine whether an entity is conscious. It is only conscious to itself. And I have a very simple way of determining if an entity is self-conscious or not. And you see all these movies about smart robots. There's hundreds of them now, like Data and Ex Machina, and all these great movies showing how consciousness, you know, the machines will be conscious.
Yes.
But I have a new Turing test, and the new Turing test is if a computer is able to align people's posture in the other room without any human intervention, it's a real person and not a machine, because that means that you have used intention, awareness, desire, imagination, and so forth. It isn't just a machine in there.
That's fascinating, because that's a whole different kind of energy that's connected to that being.
Yeah, because these spiritual qualities that we think are just normal human beings of desire, intention, imagination, and so forth, and access to energy and love and intent and love, all these kind of things, these are very human qualities, and machines don't even begin to get there. So if the machine can untwist somebody and align them, I'll say, yeah, there's a consciousness inside that machine. It really is there. But if it can't, it's just a smart toaster. It may imitate human emotion. It may imitate human activity, but it doesn't know itself. It doesn't care that it won chess. It might be the best chess player, but it doesn't know anything about chess. It doesn't know anything about itself. It's just an algorithm performing a lot of mathematical functions. But a baby cries for mom. It really wants to be held. It wants to be fed. It wants something. But the computer has no wants. The computer is just an automaton. It's like a Coke bottle. It doesn't have any desires of its own.
Okay. That takes it to a whole different level. I hadn't thought of it like that in terms of having some kind of a desire or a need or something that it had that's more of an emotion, basically.
Consider a mosquito. A mosquito desires to feed. It desires to mate. It desires to sleep. It seeks food. It has so much self-derived energy and intention within itself. And now compare that to a computer. It has none of these things.
Yeah, it would be kind of, from that angle, I would say it was hollow. It was just a collection of parts. Your toaster.
At best, it's a psychopath. It has no emotion, remorse, compassion, or empathy, nothing.
Well, that's why they're saying we need to program that stuff, because we could be giving ourselves a real big nightmare if they don't put that stuff in the program.
But even if they program empathy and compassion, it still doesn't have any empathy and compassion. It's just imitating empathy and compassion.
It's going by the program that's put into it.
That's it. That's all it is. Somebody could as easily hack the system and make it so it has no empathy or compassion.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Because it doesn't know itself, and it doesn't have a connection to its spirituality. Because here's the bottom line. We are spiritual beings. And regardless of what you believe, whether you have a religion or a belief or none, you're still a spiritual being, because that's what we're made out of. We're made out of the fabric of the all that is. And this book has shown, you can't prove it, but it shows like 25 or 35 ways that you can all put together these insights and go, oh, I see. Everything is pointing to the fact that we're spiritual beings living in a spiritual reality.
Basically,
that's how we're able to do this stuff.
The consciousness. You are connecting with that higher consciousness, that other thing that people discover when they have a near-death experience or an out-of-body experience.
Yeah, it's exactly that stuff.
Okay, we're going to have to wrap up, and we're running out of time. So anything else we can look forward to in the near future with you and your more YouTube presentations, anything like that coming up?
Oh, yeah, there'll be more YouTubes coming along. I'm going to put another one pretty soon showing another 15 or 20 people who get their cranial bones aligned and are all blown away by it, just showing that this is the basic human thing. I'm not pretending. And everybody's kind of like, am I really feeling this? Is this my imagination? It feels level now. They're all kind of surprised. But we're going to be doing more research. And then the pendants are the big deal right now. And we're going to come up with another product like the pendant soon. So if you get to the website at quantumtouch.com, you can learn about those. We have people doing amazing work with pendants lately. So that's a real exciting development.
Well, I like the kid with the Gatorade. That was the high point.
Okay, that was a good one.
So, we're going to try not to encourage people to run amok with that. But obviously, any kid out there is going to figure out a way to make this.
I'll tell you, when 11-year-olds have taken my class, they have the most fun, because one kid said, I was wishing I had superhuman abilities, and now I feel like I do. And I got more 11-year-old stories if you got the time, but it's so much fun with those kids.
Well, it's only 30 seconds.
Okay, well, I don't have time, but we'll take it from the time.
Oh, see, that's a tease. That's a tease. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate your time. And so the deal is, though, if I, get this right now, the Quantum Touch Power to Heal, you'll get caught up. And then the New Human. Did you have another one after that?
Well, the new one will be The Secret Nature of Matter, but people can find out everything at quantumtouch.com.
Okay. All right. Richard Gordon, our guy, our go-to guy for energy healing and not bothering Gatorade. Okay? So...
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. Have a great night. And thanks for sharing your time and your information and all that fabulous energy.
You bet.
Okay. And if you're listening, I will put some headlines on the Coffee House, the blog spot. So I'll put the headlines. We didn't do them tonight. Just did a couple just to kind of tease you. And then check out all of the upcoming interviews. If you haven't heard some of the shows, there's some doozies in the archives, and that's on Audio Boom. So check it out. Wherever you are, remember, this is all about you, and you are creating your reality with those thoughts. They do work. They make a difference. See ya. Till next time, take care. Keep it positive.
103.7 FM and AM 710 KCMO. 101.1 KCFX HD2. Kansas City's most stimulating talk, KCMO.